1 Samuel chapter 6. Now the ark of the Lord was in Philistine territory 7 months. The Philistines summoned the priests and the diviners, asking, "What should we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it back to its place." They advised, "If you send back the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it back empty, but by all means return it with a guilt offering. Then you will be healed, and you will understand why his hand has not been lifted off of you." The Philistines asked, "What kind of guilt offering should we send to him?" They answered, 5 gold tumors and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for the same plague came on all of you and on your lords. So you should make images of your tumors and images of your mice that were ravaging the land, and give glory to the God of Israel. Then perhaps he will lighten his hand off you, your gods, and your land. Why would you ever harden your hearts like the Egyptians and Pharaoh did? When God treated them harshly, didn't even the Egyptians let the people go? And they left. Now therefore, get and build a new cart. Take 2 cows that have calves that have never been yoked, and hitch the cows to the cart, and bring their calves home away from them. Take the ark of the Lord and put it on the cart, and put the gold objects you are returning to him as a guilt offering in a chest beside it. Then send it on its way. Watch it and see if it goes up by the way to its own land, to Beit Shemesh. If so, then it was he who brought this disaster on us. But if not, then we will know that it was not his hand that struck us. It just happened to us by chance. So the men did this, and took 2 cows that had calves, and harnessed them to the cart, and locked up their calves at home. Then they put the ark of the Lord on the cart, and the chest with the gold mice and the gold models of their tumors. The cows went straight on the road to Beit Shemesh. They stayed on the road, lowing as they went, without turning aside to the right or to the left. The lords of the Philistines followed along behind it to the border of Beit Shemesh. Now the people of Beit Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. When they lifted up their eyes, they saw the ark and were happy to see it. The ark came into the field of Joshua, who was from Beit Shemesh. It stopped there beside a large rock. So they cut up the wood of the cart and offered up the cows for a burnt offering to the Lord. Then the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the chest that was with it, where the gold models were, and put them on the large rock. Then the men of Beit Shemesh offered burnt offerings and made sacrifices to the Lord on that day. After the 5 lords of the Philistines saw what had happened, they returned to Ekron that same day. These are the golden tumors that the Philistines returned for a guilt offering to the Lord: 1 for Ashdod, 1 for Gaza, 1 for Ashkelon, 1 for Gath, and 1 for Ekron. Along with the golden mice, matching the number of the Philistines' cities belonging to the 5 lords, both fortified cities and unwalled villages. The large rock on which they set the ark of the Lord is a witness to this day in the field of Joshua, who was from Beit Shemesh. The Lord struck the men of Beit Shemesh because they looked into the ark of the Lord. He killed 70 of their chief men. The people mourned because the Lord struck the people with a great blow. The men of Beit Shemesh asked, "Who is able to stand before the Lord, this holy God? To whom will the ark go to get it away from us?" They sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath Yearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord. Come down here and take it up to your place."